A trail of smoke rises from an ashtray on a sidewalk cafe table. Are you envisioning Paris? It is so French. Ah, but not anymore. Open-air smoking bans are sweeping across France. A year ago in the city of Strasbourg, a total ban on smoking went into effect in public parks and gardens. The BBC's John Lawrence went to find out, 12 months on, how it's working there.
No? A young woman on a park bench declines the opportunity to talk about the smoking ban introduced a year ago in this and other public parks and gardens in Strasbourg, which is a shame, as I point out to her, because she is, to put no finer point on it, smoking. For the moment, they're sending teams of mediators into the parks to reason with smokers rather than fining them. But for some, this is still a new sort of social apartheid.
Smokers are often people who are exposed to a lot of stress at work and they don't get to relax in hotels or on holidays. They end up smoking to keep control of their lives, and some are also fathers, like myself. They want to be able to take their kids to the park. My kids will hear that I'm an outlaw or a vagabond, and that's the image that these children will have of their father.
In a doctor's waiting room, an assistant comes and asks if I'm waiting to see Dr. Feltz. I am. Alexander Feltz is also in charge of health at Strasbourg Town Hall. In parks and, for the future, streets where there are schools, banning smoking is his baby.
It makes people ill. It's toxic. And parks were designed for well-being and good health. When we started to densify cities everywhere, we created these parks for that purpose. So it is therefore logical that tobacco, which is the opposite of good health, will not be in these places.
L'antisanté par excellence ne soit pas dans ces lieux.
Excusez-moi, il est interdit de fumer ici.
Oh. The ageing bad boy of French literature, Michel Houellebecq, being told he can't smoke here in the new film Talasso, where he meets the ageing bad boy of French cinema, Gérard Depardieu, in a Normandy detox centre. A swan song, perhaps, for France's great cultural icons. By end 2018, smoking was banned in 1,570 outdoors places in France, and the number is rising fast. 388 towns and cities have followed Strasbourg's lead or pledged to do so. Paris, for example, has just banned smoking in 53 parks. At the entrance to a fine old square near the cathedral, Strasbourgers perch on retractable anti-terrorist bollards and grill one, as the French expression puts it, while they still can. There are, to date, only two countries that have completely banned smoking, but France is, perhaps, on its way.
The BBC's John Lawrence reporting in Strasbourg in France.